just ask that you be with us as we are going through this meeting, Father and Lord, and just guide our minds for taking care of this county, Lord, and all the things that are needed to be addressed today, Lord. And just be with our county this week, Lord, and be with everybody that is in need of your healing touch, Father. And we just thank you for all you've done in our lives, and guiding us and protecting us.
This is why I close. Ladies, I pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, June 3rd, 2019, 9:03 a.m. We have no public comment. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 454983 through 455044. No warrants or journal entries.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I have, let's see, approval of previous meeting minutes, and we have regular session minutes for May 28, 2019, and executive session minutes for May 28, 2019.
You okay with the regular?
Yeah.
I move to approve regular minutes, May 28, 2019.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I move to approve the executive session minutes for May 28, 2018.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Supplemental agreement number 1 to engineering services contract number 19-065RB, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated May 30th, 2019 from our attorney. He has reviewed the supplemental agreement by and between Great River Associates and Taney County, and he approves the supplemental agreement as to form. The original contract for June 30, 2016 is for the purpose of contracting for the engineering services related to the replacement of existing low water crossing on Round Mountain Road over Bull Creek via the off-system replacement and rehabilitation program.
Devin, it says the addition to the supplemental agreement is provides a performance of a detailed hydraulic analysis.
Correct. To determine the water flow.
Okay. And that wasn't in the original agreement?
I would have to look back on it.
Well, it says that's the addition to it. And then the additional cost due to that, the way I read it, is $1,530.09.
Yeah, that's about normal.
And then that
for hydrology.
And then that is to increase the total design service cost to an amount not to exceed $128,587.51.
I would just thought that would be a natural thing when you put in a bridge that we'd have to determine the water flow. So I would have thought that would have probably been in the original.
I would have thought it would have been because they give us two exhibits, a 5-year and a 100-year.
Uh-huh.
So in order to determine that, they had to have known. I can call and talk to them about it.
It surprises me
that
we wouldn't have had that in the original agreement.
It does me too.
Yeah.
I can find out if you want to table it or...
Yeah, I would like an answer.
All right. Okay. So we'll table this until...
Next week, which is the...
Which is...
The 10th? June 10th?
June 10th. Table until June 10th. Board appointments for the Enhanced Enterprise Zone. I have an applicant, who, Mr. Dan Boone.
Mr. Boone served on the board and is continued to serve the way the bylaws are written, and his term ended December 31st, 2018, and they're written until we appoint another one that member continues to serve. So I move that we appoint him for another 5-year term, January 1st, 2019, until December 31st, 2023.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll be in recess, and we'll reconvene upstairs for daily staff review and agenda requests. This was short and sweet this morning.